This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hurricane Dorian made landfall over Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, Friday morning after weakening into a Category 1 storm and generating tornadoes, severe storm surges, and flooding in coastal areas of the states of North and South Carolina. After landfall, Dorian began moving out into the Atlantic Ocean and continued its trek up the U.S. eastern seaboard, according to the National Hurricane Center. The storm had devastated much of the Bahamas earlier. Meanwhile, the saga continues, though, over President Trump saying that this week that the Alabama was in the path of Hurricane Dorian, with the federal agency now reversing it. And the opinion on the storm, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn explains.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, the parent to the National Weather Service, has issued a statement that President Trump was correct when he said that he was given information that Hurricane Dorian could impact Alabama. Sunday, Trump tweeted that the state would be hit hard, so the National Weather Service in Birmingham corrected him on Twitter, saying that Alabama would not see any impact. The president spent the week insisting he's right, including presenting a hurricane forecast map that appeared altered and answering reporters' questions Wednesday.
The original path that most people thought it was going to be taking, as you know, was right through Florida, where on the right would have been Georgia, Alabama, etc.
And that map that you showed today looked like it almost had like a Sharpie.
NOAA on Sunday said the current forecast did not include Alabama, but now it's reversed that statement. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Despite Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam's announcement that our government will formally withdraw a controversial extradition bill that sparked protests there, protesters are calling for yet another round of protest on Saturday. As a result, Hong Kong officials are limiting transportation services to the airport on Saturday.